We have victory when we drag the devil into the light. We have victory when we drag the devil into the light. Jesus is the light of the world. His light shines in you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We have victory when we drag the devil into the light. Listen to the word of the Lord. When we drag the devil into the light, we have victory. Not when we drag people into the light, but when we drag the devil into the light. Satan is your enemy. Defeated at the cross. He needs to be exposed to the light to take away his power. When you take away his power, you disarm those that he uses. Expose him to the light. That says the Lord. And that goes hand in hand to what the word Ryan shared earlier. Son, will you share that again? Psalms 94. This is an awesome equipment. The army of the Lord. An awesome piece of equipment.
Lord God Almighty, you are the God who takes vengeance on your enemies. It's time for you to punish evil. Let your rays of revelation light shine from your people and pierce the conscience of the wicked and punish them.
Amen. 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 Called to bring the light to the darkness. God wants us to remember that he wants, if you can write that down and put it on your refrigerator door, put it anywhere you're going to see it. I am called to bring light into darkness. Put it on your computer screen. Cell phone, anywhere. We are called to bring light into darkness. Who is the light? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? The living, written Word of God. Amen? So we're going to bring light into a situation, into darkness. He's saying, speak my word into darkness. His words, not my words. Amen? Come on, Ryan. Tough. Hang in there with me. You punk. You worthless thing. Who do you think you are anyway? Who do you think you are? I'm telling you what. You just need to go to hell. That's where you need to be all your life. You understand that? Who do you think you are? My land's sakes. I don't know. You're so arrogant. I mean, who do you think you are? Do you know who I am? Do you know what I've done? Do you know how I've served my community? And you act that way? I'm telling you what, you just go to hell. But Jesus loves you. See what I'm saying right there? It's tough. I get to yell at my son. Wow, it's very tough. Do I want my son to be saved? You think me screaming at him just got him to give his life to Jesus?
No.
Did I bring him in darkness into light?
No.
I buried him, didn't I? You ever feel that way at times? You just want to scream at people? Come on, get your head out of your hind end. You ever said that? I know we're Christians, but we But the thing here to do, my son, say, man, you know, God really loves you. I know what you're doing. I've been there. You know, I haven't always been perfect. Understand that. I'm not perfect today. Okay? I've sowed my wild oats. I've been around. But, man, the Word of God says, and that's sin, and it separates me from God forever. Man, I don't want that for you. You know, so I just want you to know that there is a God and there is a reckoning, but He loves you. And it just, here's a scripture here. I just want to say that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that those who believe in Him will not perish, have eternal life. Because God didn't come to judge you. No, man. He came to save you.
Amen.
I just want you to know that. You know, just, you know, I've been there. I've been there. I've thought things before like that. I walked down the wrong path myself. But that was a light that came into my life. And it changed me, son. I just want you to think about that. Love you. Do you see the difference between the first time I spoke with him and the second time? Now, inside of me, I might have been raging because he's done exactly the same thing I did at one time in my life. Amen? And you know, inside of you, you know where it's going to lead. Oh, man, why? Because you're in the light now. You've been born again. You know where all that stupid stuff we did, it's called sin, where we're headed. And we don't want anybody else going down that path, do we?
Right.
But we have to remember that we are here to bring light into darkness. That first time, I brought Starkey into darkness. You know what I'm saying? Now, even though my heart might have been like, come on, son, he's not going to receive it. I shared with them what the scripture says for him to look at it. Now, he could argue, he had no idea what I was going to do with him. We could start arguing back and forth. But the second part, when I said, this is what he says, I love you. Midnight, he might grab that Bible that he's had for 40 years, oh, not 40, 20 years, and go to John 3:16 and read that. And I'm bringing light into darkness. That's what I'm called to do, amen? Now, once I do that, it's between him and the Lord now. Amen? And God's word won't come back void. The Holy Spirit will do what it's supposed to do. What I have to do is... Can I borrow your Bible for 1 second? My job is to deliver the package. Whew, the way that he will receive the package. Okay, I'm not saying he's receiving the word yet. Amen? But I delivered it in such a way that he... Okay, I got it. Have you ever talked to somebody about the Lord and you know they were just trying to please you? And okay, well, thanks, Starkey. Yeah, I know. Have you ever talked to somebody that way? But you know what you did? You delivered the package. The Word of God. Now, if I can go back and deliver a little bit different again, go back the first way. Hey, look at this. It says right here you're going to hell. Is that where you want to go? That's where you deserve to be. Here, right there. About the fire and brimstone. They're going to burn forever. Yes, you are. That's where you're going to be. Now, you better read. I don't want to lose this part. You better make sure you read that now. You know how mad he'll be at me? Who do you think you're telling me, old man? You did the same thing I've done before. I'm doing it now. You gotta shut up. You're greater than me, aren't you? You think you're holier than everybody else, aren't you? Am I preaching to the choir this morning? Have you been there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Even though my intentions, but son, I don't want you to go to hell. I want you. I'm not delivering the way I should.
Right.
And when the package is brought to me, it shows you how much God really loves this man. I really love you. And again, I've been there. I've done that. But he's got a plan and purpose for your life. Then maybe at the midnight hour, when all hope is gone, when Satan has wrapped himself around them more and more, and about ready to choke them out, we say, "You're mine," because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll use frustration between parents and children. He'll do whatever he can to get children to rebel against the parents. And I'll say amen because I was a kid one time rebelling against my parents. You know what I'm saying? But just maybe, I won't say maybe, I'll guarantee you at the midnight hour, when Satan's ready to choke him out, that word will come to him.
Yes.
And he'll read it. Not because of Dad, but because of the Holy Spirit that wrote this.
Yeah.
Was speaking to him. Wow. It's so simple, but so powerful. For us to realize, as the army of God, that's how we fight our battles. The lady who was caught in adultery, she knew she was doing wrong. Whatever reason she was there, maybe she had to. She had a death sentence. But look at the grace that was given to her by Jesus. I truly believe at that moment she was ready to receive. Amen?
Yes.
Now I think, just maybe, let's back up an hour or two. She's in the house getting ready to, you know, commit adultery. Who's at my door? Hi, I'm Jesus. I'd let you know that, you know, God loves you, but there's right and wrong in the world. You know that, don't you? Yes, I know. Bye. Pull the curtain this time. He must have been looking the window at me. See what I'm saying? So now she goes on and continues. Why? Because in the back of her mind, she knows the punishment is put to death. But she closes the curtain just and locks that door. Who was that? Oh, some long-haired dude, man. Trying to tell me, you know, come on. But Jesus did not knock on the door at that time, did he?
No.
No. Jesus was there at the last moment, for she to have breath or death. And his spoken word to her gave her life. I believe it gave her life physically and gave her spiritual life. Because she was at the point now, there's no hope. Even though she was obnoxious, she's been doing this, whatever's going on, she is finally looking at death. It's no joke no more. It's no joke. You get caught someday, they're going to stone you to death. Ah, shut up. By that moment, she realized, I believe it, all of her sent a spell on her. Man, I think she's aggravated. I get aggravated when I think about her because where's the guys at? It takes two to tangle. But they're using her to set up Jesus. Isn't that the devil way that he does? And he's still using people to set you up. You know that? He wants you to cross that line. He wants you to speak death into people. Paul, Pastor, how do I speak death into people but not speaking life into them? And what is life? The Word of God. But there he was, ready to put her to death. She knew she had it coming. And Jesus, come on. Where's your keys to that? Why did they throw the stones down and walk away? Did he not say, he without sin cast the first stone? Now, there were older guys there and younger guys there. I personally believe the older guys had the bigger stones. Yeah, oh, put her to death. And the younger guys had smaller stones. That's just starkly speaking. Why? Because the older guys had so much sin in their life that they want to destroy somebody. Yeah, we'll use an example for her because they don't want people looking at them. And the younger one just following the older ones. Yeah, let's put her to death. Well, when Jesus reached down and said, man, where's your accusers? He says, well, I don't see them. Me either. Here, get up. But go and sin no more.
There was one that could.
Come on, son. And that was Jesus. He could put her to death. But he didn't. If Jesus did not put her to death, why are we putting other people to death for their sins? What I mean, condemning people. And folks, listen, we're humans, right? We get so frustrated, so aggravated at the things in the world, that sometimes we step back into the world and try to handle it that way. Why? Because I think maybe we don't realize how powerful you are in your prayer life. When we say, hey, listen, just pray about it. You can sit down and I don't want to bother. Yeah. Hey, just pray about it. Yeah, come on. I've been praying about it. It's time I'm taking action. Not anybody? Then you don't understand your prayer life. Or you don't have a prayer life, or we need to fine-tune your prayer life, right? Maybe we have so much sin in our life that we don't pray because, well, you know, we overlook their sin because of our own sin. Or, we go back and we grab this big stone again. Yeah, look at your sin! Oh, boom! Looking towards them and not ourselves. We're called to what? To bring light into darkness. And God just wanted to share an awesome way he brought that word today. He just take people to the cross. It's the scriptures, though, that'll make a difference. I'll pick on my son. I don't want to pick on anybody. Sometimes I pick on people just to pick on them, and here I don't realize that it's really picking on them. What does the Bible say about liars? No liar shall enter the kingdom of God. What's it say about gossipers? What's it say about fornicators? Adultery? Murderers? Have you ever done something and not knowingly know that you were doing wrong? Have you ever been, yes, whatever it was wrong, but you weren't looking at the big picture? I'm not saying you're not guilty of it. I have a fundraiser going on. These are awesome, I'm telling you. Mouth in your mouth. I'm trying to raise money. I'm selling the whole thing for 50 cents. Who wants to buy it? Oh, penny first hand. You got 50 cents? I'm not kidding you. Oh, I got a bidding war going on. All right. Thank you. Come here, Ryan. I made 50 cents on that. I'll give you a quarter. Go back here and punch Penny in the face.
Look out, Penny.
You hear what I said? I said, I made 50 cents on that deal. Here's a quarter. Go back here and punch Penny in the face. Now, going back 2 minutes ago, when I said, hey, I got a fundraiser going on. I'm selling this candy for 50 cents. Penny, if you could do it over, what would you do different?
Give you a dollar.
If you give 50 cents, but then I give Brian a
quarter. I believe the key here, that's a good idea too. You left the room? The number one thing to eliminate what just happened. Hey, I got a fundraiser going. I'm selling this candy at 50 cents. What are you raising the funds for, Pastor? See? I told you up front there's a fundraiser, okay? But we had our eyeballs on that candy, right? And if I would have thought earlier, we would have had Reese Cups here, but okay? It's all been done for. But you look at now, you think, well, wait, you're right, Pastor. I got punched in the face. If I would have asked you why are you raising funds, I would say, well, I'm going to hire somebody to smack you in the face. Chances are, Penny, you probably would not have bought that, right?
No, probably not.
Okay, amen. There's a reason behind that. Sometimes we can supply our enemy with power as we stay focused too much on ourselves and not on the agenda. We all like to be comfortable, right? We all like to have this peace. That's what we're looking at today, the peace of the Lord. How many of, what's the cup thing?
A laser light?
Who? Oh, Daryl is. Okay.
I said, that's a cop thing.
Okay, I heard cop thing. I didn't know what I was doing. Okay. But going back to shine light into darkness and knowing that everything is done for a reason. Now, we talked earlier about, you know, we have lunch here available for folks. What's the reason behind that? Jesus. I mean, the whole thing is to help people, but show the love of Jesus. That's the number one thing. How many of us love Walt Disney movies? You know, Peter Pan and Bambi, and I love Bambi. I love Bambi during deer season. No. Cinderella. What's that, Cricket? Jiminy Cricket? Wow. Pinocchio? Amen. Snow White? Okay. Star Wars? Okay. Well, now it is. Yeah, they own Star Wars now, right? Jess says Penny funded her own demise by buying my candy on a fundraiser. We need to watch ourselves because we're doing the same thing to our nation and to the generation of these kids growing up. We don't recognize it at times. Walt Disney is no longer the Walt Disney you grew up on. Walt Disney now has an agenda to pass on to your grandkids and your kids transgender lifestyle, homosexuality, lesbianism. That is what's behind Walt Disney now. Understand that. Knowing that today, do we continue to support the things of Walt Disney? Well, do you answer so quickly? I mean, you can. We have to think, okay, now, is it worth my entertainment today to watch this new Walt Disney show that came out? It might have nothing of the issues in there, okay? It's not, this movie might not have nothing to do with transgender, homosexuality, drug addiction, lesbianism, okay? Is it okay to watch that movie? Then when one comes out that has that stuff in it, boycott that one. Is that the best thing to do? Nobody really sure. You can't answer wrong. I'm just asking that. When we recognize that by going to watch this movie over here that's legitimate, or which is okay, we're giving their money to fund the enemy of the souls of our children and our grandchildren, or even maybe ourselves. Just things we need to speak about, guys, or think of, as we continue to fight for the Lord, bringing light to darkness. The battle rages, understand. The battle against your children and grandchildren is getting larger and larger. I mean, your kids can grab a phone right now, grandkids, and any movie they want to watch is right there. Amen? Anything you see on television, just use TV for a second. It's promoting something. It's either a godly show or it's not a godly show. And if we get the point saying, well, I know I shouldn't watch this, but your butt's going to get you in trouble. Drawing that line, man. Then our prayer lives would be spectacular. But saying that, going back to bringing light into darkness, our heart can grieve, especially where the world is separate, or the United States separated right now. But the way to fight the enemies of the Lord is with His Word. When someone takes a stand against God or against what we know is right, we need to respond with the Word of God. You know, I get upset. I see stuff. I can't believe certain people do certain things. I'm not talking about in here. You guys never surprise me. See, you'll leave here today, maybe, and you might think more about Walt Disney shows. Like, wow, I didn't realize that. This new show's coming out, and that money's being used to finance this other stuff. Just like me, I finance my assault on Penny by selling candy. Now, how criminal can candy be? Well, right out there in plain sight, not very criminal at all, right? But it can be used for evil purposes. Something that I have learned over the years in ministry, it's probably one of the biggest things that I've learned. Not everybody thinks the way I do. Can you believe that? Not everybody thinks the way I do. Oh, my. And not everyone has the same revelation that I have. Amen? And my wife can contest to this. I mean, this is what the Bible says. This is what you do. Do it and get over it. If you're not doing that way, I ain't got nothing to do with you. The Bible says it, and you're not following it? You just happen to be picking on you for a second. You ever been there before, or just me? But the Bible says one thing. Right there it is. And the other person is not doing what the Bible says. Have you ever done something as a Christian that the Bible said not to do, but you didn't think it really applied to you? You know, it's like the old days, they say, when you're preaching, especially on the front row up here, you'd be like Brother Bob coming in with a pitchfork. And I'm preaching just a fire and brimstone. Bob said, yeah, give them to him back there, preacher. They need it back there. Yeah, you get him. Get him. I've learned that it's called a revelation that comes to us as we seek the Word of God and study it. I know more today, more revelation on the Word today than I had January 2nd, 2000 at 6:35 p.m. 20 years later, I've got a lot more revelation. Who else can say that? Who else in here now has more revelation? I think you all can say that. Do you know it all yet? Okay. Now, let's take somebody above you. I don't mean above you. Let's bring Billy Graham in for a second. You think he could walk around each one of us, speak to us a couple minutes, and say, oh, well, hey, Starkey, you need to get more of this out of your life. Your heart needs to be more soft in here. You think he could? I would say probably, because his walk with God, he just, you know, 100 years old, he's been with the Lord, following him, you know. You know, Brother Bob, same way. And he goes back, if Billy Graham came in here today, I'm in the pulpit preaching. Ooh, well, it's lucky. Do you understand? He's thinking to himself for a second, okay? What Billy would do after the service, hey, Stark, come here. Hey, did you see here in the scripture? I studied the scripture out one time, and it really goes a lot deeper. I just want to share that with you. Wow. Thank you, Billy Graham. Wasn't Billy Graham saying, get out of the pulpit, Starkey. You know, one time when I got saved, I had no use for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, prayer language, speaking in tongues. I was convinced that was of the devil. You get an amen anywhere? No one else ever thought of that? My background was, man, If you spoke in tongues, they're going to throw you on the ground or bring the devil out of you. But it took, what did it take with me? Knowing that the Word of God is true, I don't understand it. My wife speaks in tongues. She's got a prayer language. God, I know it's real. I want that. 2.5 years later, boom. I have that. I have a revelation now that the Holy Spirit is true. Speaking in tongues is true. Your prayer language is powerful in the tongues. Somewhere right now, you don't have that. You don't have that revelation. You think, oh, here we go again. Been there and done that, guys. We have folks coming this week wants to speak to us more about this prayer language and the Holy Spirit. Awesome. They're going to get a revelation on that. But it's all through the Word. When I take someone to the Word, and this is what it says, then we start talking about it, they get the revelation. So again, going back to what God has said through Psalms 94 and today, the key word here is take light into the darkness. Speak light into darkness. That person who's as we would say, on the highway to hell, speak light into the situation. Answer their argument with Scripture. Call you David Ryan. It says right here, man, you know, the wages of sin is death, separation from God for eternity. But God so loved the world. So what do you think about that? You know, I had a hard time here recently. I think, God, why? I mean, I've shared this before. How can someone vote for somebody who stands up for abortion? How can a Christian vote for someone? How? Because of revelation of the Word yet? Let's go back a minute to Walt Disney. You're watching this new movie, it comes out. You didn't have the revelation of what they're doing with the prophets. Amen? You do now. We can have our eyes on other things and not pick up on the things of the Lord. How do we change that? By speaking a light. Yes. Yeah, and asking a question. Okay, you know, I've had this conversation with several folks. I just take them to the Scripture. I go back and talk about passing the children to the fire, how they sacrifice the children. The Bible says, you know, we shouldn't spill innocent blood. And start showing them what God's Word says. They have to make their own decision. Amen? I had a tough time with that for a long time. And of course, my wife helps to humble myself once in a while. Saying, Starkey, you didn't know everything, do you? And you don't know everything today, do you? No. I love my brother Kenny back here. He's always shining the light on Facebook. He's always trying to, aren't you, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You have got a heart. And I love you. I only got a couple of guys I see anymore on Facebook. I'm in jail most of the time on Facebook. But, I am Facebook jail, preaching the gospel, you know. But he'll show them. Just give them a little couple things to think about. That's what I had to have. A couple things to think about. My wife was very knowledgeable than I was when I got born again. She didn't tell me hardly anything. She suggested. Took me to the Scripture. I had to have that revelation myself. It's kind of like when you tell a kid, don't touch that burner, it's hot. 99% has to touch that burner to find out. Amen? And when they touch it, what do you do? Well, then they just put butter on it. But you know what I'm saying? Even though it got burnt, You didn't say, I told you that. No, you said, come here. Okay. And that's what we are to do. Take the light, God's word, into the darkness world and let it shine. And that word will do exactly what God calls it to do. And I truly believe that will take a lot of the frustrations out of your life. When you let God do what He has called us to do through us, and to speak the word out of love. Well, what do you think about, you know, the Bible says this. What do you think of that? And just make people think. You know, closing scripture today we'll find in John 16:33. John 16:33, and Jesus is speaking. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And Jesus said, you know, I offer you peace. All his followers he offers giveth peace. And we understand when he said that, there shortly afterwards, we look at Jesus' life. And we see that Judas had already went out. He was going to sell Christ out to his to the religious people. Jesus knew that he was going to be arrested, forsaken, rejected, mocked, humiliated, tortured, and executed before the next day was over. And we think in a way that that's going to take place. If I told you that's going to happen to me tomorrow, I would imagine you would come and try to comfort me, would you not? But the scripture, there he was, offering us peace. And the peace he offers us, is reconciliation with God. Think of that. You know, sometimes we try to find peace everywhere, but we have to go back and see, wait. You were once an enemy of God. Doing our own thing. We were headed for hell. To cast into the lake of fire forever. Be tormented. And we deserve it. But Jesus, he came to restore us with God. Do you ever have any neighbors, maybe at one time in your life, that just torture you like crazy? They play the music too loud? Or they parked in your driveway, or all this stuff. That's called life. The peace that Christ is talking about is the peace that we needed with God to be reconciled from our sins, to remove us from that death warrant that we had on us. Jesus tells us up front that, yeah, the world hates me, they're going to hate you. They persecute me, they're going to persecute you. He didn't promise us, as the song goes, a rose garden. But our true peace is only located in Christ. Then we are reconciled with the Father, we're co-heirs to the throne. That he's given us everything that we need to be successful for him here on earth. Amen. That light that we're talking about, shine that light into darkness. Wow. To me, that brings us more peace than anything. The frustrations you have in your life today, those that are rebellious, I have peace knowing I'm reconciled with God. I have peace knowing I can speak his word. And that word to do exactly what it's called to do. It won't come back void. Sometimes we get up in the morning and say, I just want a peaceful day. I just want a peaceful day. But in reality, we have that peaceful day when we look at Christ. We're really going to say, I want less frustrations today. Right? As we say, focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith and my faith, the one who made a difference in your life and my life. Let it bring a peace to us this year like never before. We start getting frustrated. Look toward Jesus again. If we're trying to find peace anywhere else without Christ, that peace won't last. See, Jesus, I give you peace, not as the world gives you, but as I give you. And He is the only one can bring us peace with God. You ever walk into a household and you knew whoever lived there was arguing? You walk in and you just know there were frustrations going on?
Feel the tenses.
Feel the tenses. You ever, maybe if you had children and raising kids and the husband and the wife gets in there, they get into it. They get this tension between one another. The kids are acting up. Oh. So the husband walks outside. Then he comes back in maybe an hour later. And the kids are still going crazy. But he walks up to his wife and says, "Hey, honey, listen. I blew it. I shouldn't react the way I did." And you feel that peace coming back together again. You ever been there before? The kids are still going crazy. They're not listening to you. They're acting up. But that peace right there in that house, to me, that's the peace that God's talking about through the Son Jesus. Yes, the whole world is falling apart. But I have a peace in me. Number one, knowing I'm reconciled with God, but also knowing that I have His Word, I have His blood, that He can show me where to speak His Word, how to pray, and I've done my part. I lay my head down at night and relax because the Lord will work through me. And that's a piece we need to, I truly believe we need to concentrate on. Going back to where we came from for a moment, you realize how He rescued us from the devil, from the lies. And there's people today walking around believing the same lies that you and I did at one time. And the way we overcome them, going back to Psalms 94, let God penetrate the darkness through the light shining through you, that they'll be rescued from the grips of the devil. Amen? Amen.